Letter to Diognetus by Mathetes, Part 3. Chapter 10. The Blessings That Will Flow from Faith. If you also desire this faith, you likewise shall receive first of all the knowledge of the Father. For God has loved mankind, on whose account he made the world, to whom he rendered subject all the things that are in it, to whom he gave reason and understanding, to whom alone he imparted the privilege of looking upwards to himself, whom he formed after his own image, to whom he sent his only begotten Son, to whom he has promised a kingdom in heaven, and he will give it to those who have loved him. And when you have attained this knowledge, with what joy do you think you will be filled? Or how will you love him who has first so loved you? And if you love him, you will be an imitator of his kindness. And do not wonder that a man may become an imitator of God. He can, if he is willing. For it is not by ruling over his neighbors, or by seeking to hold the supremacy over those that are weaker, or by being rich and showing violence toward those that are inferior, that happiness is found. Nor can anyone by these things become an imitator of God. But these things do not at all constitute his majesty. On the contrary, he who takes upon himself the burden of his neighbor, he who in whatever respect he may be superior, is ready to benefit another who is deficient. He who, whatever things he has received from God, by distributing these to the needy, becomes a god to those who receive his benefits. He is an imitator of God. Then you shall see, while still on earth, that God in the heavens rules over the universe. Then you shall begin to speak the mysteries of God. Then shall you both love and admire those that suffer punishment because they will not deny God. Then shall you condemn the deceit and error of the world when you shall know what it is to live truly in heaven. When you shall despise that which is here esteemed to be death. When you shall fear what is truly death, which is reserved for those who shall be condemned to the eternal fire, which shall afflict those even to the end that are committed to it. Then shall you admire those who for righteousness' sake endure the fire that is but for a moment, and shall count them happy when you shall know about that fire. Chapter 11. These things are worthy to be known and believed. I do not speak of things strange to me, nor do I aim at anything inconsistent with right reason. But having been a disciple of the apostles, I am become a teacher of the Gentiles. I minister the things delivered to me to those that are disciples worthy of the truth. For who that is rightly taught and begotten by the loving word would not seek to learn accurately the things that have been clearly shown by the word to his disciples, to whom the word being manifested has revealed them, speaking plainly, not understood indeed by the unbelieving, conversing with the disciples, who, being esteemed faithful by him, acquired a knowledge of the mysteries of the Father? For which reason he sent the word, that he might be manifested to the world. And he, being despised by the people, was, when preached to the apostles, believed on by the Gentiles. This is he who was from the beginning, who appeared as if new, and was found old, And yet, who is ever born afresh in the hearts of the saints? This is he who, being from everlasting, is today called the Son, through whom the church is enriched, and grace widely spread increases in the saints, furnishing understanding, revealing mysteries, announcing times, rejoicing over the faithful, giving to those that seek, by whom the limits of faith are not broken through, nor the boundaries set by the fathers passed over. Then the fear of the law is chanted, and the grace of the prophets is known, and the faith of the gospels is established, and the tradition of the apostles is preserved, and the grace of the church exalts. Which grace, if you grieve not, you shall know those things which the word teaches, by whom he wills, and when he pleases. For whatever things we are moved to utter by the will of the word commanding us, we communicate to you with pains, and from a love of the things that have been revealed to us. Chapter 12. The Importance of Knowledge to True Spiritual Life. When you have read and carefully listened to these things, you shall know what God bestows on such as rightly love him, being made a paradise of delight, presenting in yourselves a tree bearing all kinds of produce and flourishing well, being adorned with various fruits. For in this place the tree of knowledge and the tree of life have been planted. But it is not the tree of knowledge that destroys. It is disobedience that proves destructive. Nor truly are those words without significance which are written, how God from the beginning planted the tree of life in the midst of paradise, revealing through knowledge the way to life. And when those who were first formed did not use this properly, they were, through the fraud of the serpent, stripped naked. For neither can life exist without knowledge, nor is knowledge secure without life. Wherefore, both were planted close together. The apostle, perceiving the force of this conjunction, and blaming that knowledge which, without true doctrine, is admitted to influence life, declares that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. For he who thinks he knows anything without true knowledge, and such as is witnessed to by life, knows nothing, but is deceived by the serpent as not loving life. But he who combines knowledge with fear and seeks after life plants in hope, looking for fruit. Let your heart be your wisdom, and let your life be true knowledge inwardly received, bearing this tree and displaying its fruit. You shall always gather in those things which are desired by God, which the serpent cannot reach, and to which deception does not approach. Nor is Eve then corrupted, but is trusted as a virgin, and salvation is manifested, and the apostles are filled with understanding. And the Passover of the Lord advances, and the choirs are gathered together and are arranged in proper order. And the Word rejoices in teaching the saints, by whom the Father is glorified, to whom be glory forever. Amen. End of Letter from Mathetes to Diognetus.